Hello and welcome to Talking Politics, a weekly look at the issues at a Missouri state capitol and beyond. I'm Scott Kanowski. This week, we look into the process of setting the state's budget. Each year, as the legislative session reaches its conclusion, the political wrangling gets even more heated. To talk about this year's budget process, and particularly the fate of higher education funding, we'll speak with Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Kurt Schaefer. But first, Frank Flotron is a former state senator and current lobbyist in Jefferson City. A longtime political operator, Flotron took some time to discuss his patented ponytail and changes in the state Republican Party. Mary McGuire has the story from Jefferson City.
The only Republican male lobbyist with a ponytail working in Jefferson City is Frank Flotron.
I had long hair in high school and college. It was until the work thing began and started interfering with such activities like growing hair. And I don't know. I guess maybe it's on my bucket list and don't know how much longer I'm going to have a full head of hair.
He says he's not making a statement with his salt and pepper ponytail.
You know, during the French Revolution, all the men grew mustaches and, you know, there's that sort of a phenomenon. No, I'm not making any political statement.
But Flotron does have a statement about the reason for the current lack of integrity in legislators.
Interestingly, though, I think that requirement for integrity has been substantially reduced as a result of term limits. When members aren't around a long time and don't know as much, they're not as much in a position as they used to be to hold members, or to hold lobbyists accountable.
Flotron remembers how legislators used to call out bad lobbyists in the past.
I did hear a lot of stories from lobbyists way back when that Dick Webster would wait until the lobbyist was in the upper gallery and he'd start talking about what terrible things they were and he'd point to them. And so there was an enormous amount of pressure applied from the body to make sure that the lobby corps was giving them good information. And I think most regrettably, that's been one of the things that have been lost as a result of term limits.
Flotron says changes in the media have had a drastic effect on the Republican Party nationally.
We don't have something that pulls people together from the point of view of what they believe to be, you know, the truth. Whether it's good or bad is, you know, I can make arguments on both sides, but it certainly has had the influence, I think, of balkanizing American politics.
The cutthroat process of American elections have also affected both Republicans and Democrats, according to Flotron.
A lot of issues that maybe were thought to be wedge issues that were designed to turn out the vote or what have you have, and maybe in a different era people would have sort of cynically understood, yes, this is what we do to get elected. I think a lot of the folks are buying into some of those things, maybe in a respect that they haven't in the past on both sides. And we just don't have a very strong political middle anymore.
The political world is constantly changing, but for now, Flotron's ponytail is here to stay. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Mary McGuire.
Next, we sat down with Columbia State Senator and Senate Appropriations Chair Kurt Schaefer to talk about the budget-making process, in particular the ongoing debate over cutting a program for the blind in order to fund higher education. Okay, obviously you're trying to reserve funds for higher education, but at the same time you're not trying to cut from the program for the blind. Do you agree with the House's budget? Do you agree that program for the blind needs to go to be able to fund higher education in the future?
You know, the health care that they cut for the blind is all the health care basically for the blind, for those that are above Medicaid eligibility. And so the blind are the only disabled community that we provide that extra assistance to. And I think that when we're $500 million short the budget as we are, you know, I think the House was looking for ways to find programs that, for example, if they were offered now, would not be created now. And I think it's fair to say that a program like that takes a certain population who is otherwise above Medicaid doesn't have the same spend down limits as we require all other disabilities to have to be eligible for Medicaid. And that's a program that wouldn't be created now. And so I suspect that's why the House looked at that.
Does Governor Nixon coming out and basically promising not to cut that program for the blind, how does that affect your ability to set a budget?
Well, I mean, remember, the way the Constitution is set up, the governor presents his budget recommendation, but the legislature actually authorizes the appropriation. But once we do that and we give the budget back to the governor, the governor does have some ability to line item veto In certain circumstances, if we're not going to make budget, which hasn't happened in recent memory, he actually can withhold. He's been withholding, for example, on higher education mm-hmm. and K through 12 education, even though we're going to make budget this year, just like we did last year. And so I think that the Senate Appropriations Committee has worked on is basically saying, look, you can't keep coming back to higher education. You know, there are some areas we've cut K through 12. It's still $450 million short from the funding formula. Mm. But we have other areas, for example, in Medicaid. Medicaid has grown $1.6 billion in the state of Missouri in the last 3 years. That's a 25% increase in the last 3 years in the state's Medicaid spending, while at the same time we've cut higher education over 20%. We're still $450 million short for K through 12. And I think that what we're trying to do in this year's budget, the 2013 budget, is balance some of this out and say you can't keep coming back to the same place of public education to make up for a shortfall, such as the $500 million shortfall we've got for 2013.
So that would mean less federal. Mean less spending into federal programs like Medicaid, like Medicare, that you are proposing right now?
Well, remember, on Medicaid, I mean, some programs, some of the ancillary programs are different, but the core Medicaid budget is about a 40-60 match, which means for every dollar that's spent on Medicaid, the state has to put 40 cents on the table in order to get the federal government's 60%. And while that sounds like a deal, if you don't have the 40%, you can't lay it on the table to get the 60%. Mm-hmm. 2013 is probably the toughest budget year in modern times.
Why is that?
Because there's $500 million of stimulus money that's left in this budget. And so back when the economy went bad in 2008 and the federal government put out federal stabilization stimulus money that the state started receiving halfway through the year in 2009, we peaked on that money in 2010 and have been coming down ever since. But the 2012 budget year that we're currently in has $400 million in the operating budget of that one-time federal money for K-12, and it has about $100 million also of Medicaid. So that makes up for the $500 million shortfall. That's what it's composed of for 2013, is the fact that 2012 is the last year that that money will be there.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me, Senator Schaefer.
Okay.
Quick note, we recorded that interview a few weeks ago when the budget was still languishing in the Senate Appropriations Committee. As of yesterday, though, funding for the blind still remains an issue. In fact, it was a partial reason for a late-night filibuster on Monday by GOP senators. Legislators have until May 11th, the end of the legislative session, to settle on a budget. Well, for all your latest news and more, go to our website, that's kbia.org. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Ganowski.